Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you guys could send me an application.
So you wanna work as a caregiver, or do you wanna? Do you have a family member that or friend that wants that needs help?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so just hold on.
I'm trying to get reimbursed for back pay also.
Does the patient have Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. So we can actually do it over the phone. Is that okay? Like, I can fill out their information.
You work with the military?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You work with the military?
He did work?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can actually do it over the phone. Would that be okay?
Right. But if he doesn't have... Do you have Medicaid?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me try to... Medicaid? Let's see. Okay.
George, do you have Medicaid? No? No.
He doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Does he make more than 200,000, more than 200, more than $2,000 a month?
What?
Does he make more than $2,000 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he probably can't qualify for Medicaid. So do you want to, maybe do you have a different, family member or friend that you want to work for that does have Medicaid?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Does that person have Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. So okay, so what is the person's name?
Andy McMillan.
How do I spell that?
McMillan.
Mammalian?
McMillian, yes.
Oh, McMillian. Okay, so it's M-E-C?
M-C-M-I-L-L-A-N.
M-C-M, okay. C-M, okay. And the last name?
That is the last name. Her first name is Angela.
Oh, okay. Her first name is Andre. How do I spell that? I don't hear you. I'm sorry. You just cut off.
What was your question?
What is her first name? How do I spell it? A-N-D.
My first name?
No, the patient's first name.
Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A.
E-L-A, okay. And your last name is McMillian, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the point of contact will be the patient or your number?
The patient.
What is the patient's phone number?
Oh, it'll be my phone number.
Okay.
417-507. Mm-hmm. 4096.
Okay.
But
what
do you need her
the,
phone number also?
What age is the patient?
How old is she? 54.
Okay. Do you have her date of birth, please?
I don't.
Okay. Just hold on.
I'll have her call you. Should I do that?
Do you have her what?
Have her call you.
Just hold on. 1 minute. And what zip code does she live in? What county? What's the zip code?
What did you say?
What county does she live in? What's the zip code?
Green County.
Green County? Okay. Okay. Did you ever try to apply for home care?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. So let me just take your name now for the... Okay, what is your name, please?
Alicia Newberry.
How do I spell that?
A-L-I-S-H-A.
Okay, the N-E-W, last name?
N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y.
B-E-R-R-Y, okay. And the, okay, and I got your... Okay, so I put on your information, but I will need to get to check her Medicaid status. I need her date of birth and her social. So when you have that information, should I give you my direct phone number where you can call me back when you have the information? Or I can
yes,
call
ma'am.
You back? Okay, so I'm going to give you my direct phone number so you can call me back, okay?
Okay.
You have a pen?
Yes.
Okay. 314. Five zero one 2511.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so please get back to me, you know, and I just, I wanna